Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and it's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, March 13th, 2017. What's going on?
How are you?
How are you? You know what? I ask you that every week. How are you? But this Monday, I would really like to know. How are you? What's going on? Mandy, what's going on with you? You're scaring me. You know? That's the type of shit you can do when you're abroad. But if you're a guy, you can't do that. You can't be like, Mike, what's going on with me? What's going on with me? What's going on with you? You're scaring me. You know, you're taking by both his hands. All right, I got an hour here to do, and I got to be honest with you. I don't have shit to say because my life has become very compartmentalized. Being a dad here. Daddy-o! Oh! She's asleep downstairs, man. She's fucking awesome. Anybody who says that being a parent is hard is a fucking pussy. You know, I'm not saying that it's not tedious. I'm not saying it's not like walking around with a little fucking kettlebell all day long, you know? Especially if you fucked up one of your rotator cuffs. I got to keep her in close on the right-hand side, you know? Keep her in tight. Tiki Barber. Don't fumble. But we just sit around. We listen to a lot of music with her. I was listening to fucking, what was I listening to yesterday? Just like, they called Malt Shop Oldies. It's basically like doo-wop from the 1950s. And I kind of settled on that channel. And after a while, I wanted to turn the channel, but I couldn't because she was sleeping and the remote was like across the table. Once they fall asleep, dude, it's just like, you know, I don't care what position you're in, you're not moving because they're fucking sleeping, right? So I just sat there and listened on a loop to all this. Slowly going out of my fucking mind. Doo-wop's great for about four songs in a row, and then it just becomes the same song over and over and fucking over again. I was listening to that shit for like a fucking, like an hour. And like half of those songs have been in Scorsese movies, you know? It's always like some guy's name and then the name of a card, you know? So-and-so in the Fleetwood, something-something in the Belmonts. Dion and the Belmonts, you gotta love them. They're still fucking great. You know, The Wanderer. That fucking song is so applicable to anybody who didn't get married and you're in your 40s. You know, well, I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. It makes you feel great about the choice you made. Until, you know, you realize he sang it in his 20s. You're like, oh, fuck. What was another one? You talk too much. You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much. I think he says, you even worry my pet. It's just like, that can't be the fucking line, but they played it twice. Speaking of talking too much, just what the fuck I do on this podcast. I know what. We actually had a date night. This is how much of a fucking dad I'm becoming. You know? Still playing drums. You know? Schedule a helicopter thing. So, you know, I'm still trying to keep the hobbies going. But they're starting to wobble on the sticks here. So, we were watching a commercial the other day. No, we were watching Wheel of Fortune the other day. And they always get to the last prize. And Wheel of Fortune is so fucked. They're notoriously cheap. First of all, you're basically spinning this giant roulette wheel. And even on the roulette wheel, they got, you know, green zero and the double green zero. And just that alone will completely fuck you over. Now, obviously, you guys hopefully have listened to this podcast long enough to know that I am not a mathematician. So I cannot explain why, but just having those two will fuck you over. But what's their faces? The Wheel of Fortune, they got like fucking, I swear to God, it's like two or three bankrupts, lose a turn, just constantly, every 2 seconds, you just hear that fucking reverse flute thing, beep, and they go bankrupt. And then it comes to their big prize. When they try to act like they're gonna throw down some goddamn cash. The last one, it's so fucking difficult. We're going to guess some letters for you. We're going to guess some letters for you. What do you mean you guess some letters for me? You know the fucking answer. And they act like it's weird when only like one letter, they only guess one letter right. And then people are like, okay, give me three fucking letters in a vowel. P, F, L, and A. And then it's always like, great guesses, but you're not going to like this. We only got one letter. And it's just like, you know, do the best you can. They always fuck them over. But this lady, she actually did okay and she won the prize. She didn't do okay. She fucking crushed it. I can't remember. It was like, keep your hands to yourself or something like that was solving. Like, no, like, this is a phrase. It's like, who would ever come up with that on a fucking game show? Keep your hands to yourself. It was something on that level. It was like semi-aggressive slash, you know, date rapey. And it's on a fucking game show. And she somehow got it. There is a point at the end of this, right? And she ends up winning this fucking two-seater. Some sort of Mazda or some shit. It's not a Miata. I don't know what the fuck it was. Suzuki, I have no fucking idea. It was a two-seat sport car. And immediately my first thought was, I looked at Nina, I was just like, you can't get a kid in there. And then she laughed. She's like, look, you're becoming a dad. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm still young and cool. But she was right, you know. Not becoming a dad. I am a goddamn dad. But I'm not going to be one of those douchey dads that talks about parents who talks about how fucking difficult their life is. It's fucking awesome. Look, having a kid when you're in your 20s and you're broke sucks. You know, but when you're traveling the country and they're paying you money to talk about your dicks and do fucking dicks, talking about your dick and do shit jokes, it's not that bad. I'm only on the road like 6 days a fucking month. You know, unless I fly in a night early to go watch the fucking Bruins or Celtics or some shit. If our schedules line up. And other than that, then I'm here. And she's cool as shit, man. She doesn't really cry. She only cries, you know, needs a diaper change, wants to be held. You know, is hungry. Other than that, she totally chills. She's met a bunch of people. She doesn't freak out with strangers. One of the best compliments I got, she's like, oh, your kid's really... That's a really relaxed, healthy baby, you know what I mean? Which I'm fucking psyched, because that's what I want. Obviously healthy, but I want a fucking chill baby. I don't want, like, I basically don't want my kid to be like me. That's why I got to keep up with this meditating, because I didn't do it for a minute. And the old gray mare, she ate. I've started fucking going back to what the fuck I was. You know, like I was trying to, you know, sneak out of the bedroom because I was going to go work out because I'm a fucking fat cupcake eating douche. And Nia just opens her eyes and just goes, could you change it really quick? I just stopped and I looked at her and I said, you really need to work on your good mornings. She's like, sorry, good morning. And even though I was right, my tone was just, it was way too, you know, I was like that, I always say Liam Neeson, Liam Neeson, I don't know, whatever. I took it too far, which kills me. That's why I love meditating, because I don't take it too far. And if I make a point, I'm still right. But when I don't meditate, you know, I walk around at a 6. You know, like saying 10 is completely losing your shit. I walk around. I'm just walking down the street with a fucking balloon on my wrist at a 6 to a 7. So it's very easy for me to go right to 10 unless I meditate. Then that backs me down to about 4 or 3, which still is pretty high, but it's kind of cutting my number almost in half. But what kills me is when I'm not meditating and I'm up around a 6 or a 7, you know, it gets to that point, even if I'm right, my reaction gives them this wiggle room, you know, some Bill Clinton wiggle room to get the fuck out of it, you know, some Trump executive order thing to go around some shit. So I gotta stay on that type of shit. Dude, speaking of fucking Liam Neeson, why can't it, you know, that's one of those fucking, it goes by so fucking quick, you never really even hear it. No, Bill, we all hear it. You don't. I mean, look, I'm going to get this guy's fucking name right. He's a great actor here. Liam. Oh, no, it's Liam Neeson. His first name's not Liam. Yes, it is. Neam Lisa, whatever. I'll never get that right. I'm never going to get that fucking right. Anyways, the fucking head of hair on that son of a bitch. Anyways, I saw a fucking great movie this week. So Saturday night. We go out and we actually have a date night. So we're like, all right, we'll get maybe like dinner and a movie. We're basically turned about appetizer and a drink. And I'm sitting there like, you know, I'm on the wagon. I can't do it. And he's like, I'll just fucking have one. So I was like, all right, I'll have one. You know, still on the wagon. You know, I'm not like a fucking alcoholic where I just got to shut the whole thing off. You know what I mean? So I had one. I had a cognac, a fucking cognac. And I just said, you know, I just ordered the best one that they had. You know, so it tasted amazing, but it was also like drinking gasoline. So I could only sip it. And we got like an appetizer. And then we just sat there, you know, shooting the shit. It felt weird because we hadn't been out together in a while. And then we just started talking about our daughter and looking at pictures of her. It's like two addicts going out. You know what I mean? At some point, you're going to start talking about blow and how much fun it is. So then, you know, after that, we walked up the street. We went to the movie theater and we saw Get Out. The Jordan Peele film. Dude, it was fucking, that was amazing. You got to go see it. I know there's, you know, there's always that movie where he's like, dude, you got to go fucking see it. And it doesn't live up to the hype. It lived up to the hype, man. It was fucking great. And what I loved about it, and what I love about all fucking movies like this, is there was a bunch of shit in there that he left you to figure out yourself. And I saw the movie like 2-3 days ago. Saturday night, was it Monday? 2 days ago. You know, and I keep, even though I'm driving, I'm still thinking about the movie. I was like, oh, fuck, that was this. And this meant that. And this is over here. And this person's that. Like, you know, it was the perfect length. The whole thing. And the acting in it was unbelievable. Dude, that fucking guy, I swear to God, man. That's like one of the most talented people to come around in a long, long time. You know? To be that good at, like, you know, the characters that he did on his sketch show and the writing. And then on top of that, you can direct. I mean, he's kind of fucking limitless as far as his talent goes. But if you haven't seen it yet, before somebody ruins it, you got to go check it out. All right. There's my, I never do a movie plug. So there you go. There's one for you. So we ended up going to that thing. And I don't know what the fuck we did after that. I think we just came straight home. Oh, I know. We walked up to my car and for some reason the fucking lights were on. Because cars are so goddamn confusing. Like, wherever the fuck my lights used to be was the automatic. You just turn the car on and they fucking come on at night. Like, somehow the lights sense night. Fucking creepy as that. And I did the manual one. And now that it's on the manual one, I can't figure out where the fuck to put it. So now I always have to do it. And now I'm like, you know. But you know what kills me with today's technology is I left those things on, went and had a drink and an appetizer, and then saw like a fucking, whatever that movie is, 90 minutes, hour and 45 minute movie, and I came back, my car still started up. Back in the day, you were fucked. Everybody had jumper cables. Dude, can you give me a jump? Do you mind if you can't, hate to bother you, can you give me a jump? And it was always like the shittiest fucking car ever, and you're like, oh, man. Nah, man, I can't. Now you can just say, no, I can't. They'll be like, why not? It's like, well, with today's technology, it's pointless for me to ever look under my hood. I just take it down to the dealer, and they deal with everything. I don't even know where the battery is. And I can guarantee you, when I fucking lift up the hood, I probably have to remove something to get to one of the terminals. So I don't know why you're not a member of AAA, but you know, I don't want to tell you. And I leave, and I get in my car, and I drive away from a fellow American. You understand me? Dude, what's going on with the fucking Celtics? They've lost 6 of their last 11 games. They're 5-6. And now the Wizards, the Wiz, he's on down the road. I never really realized that till a buddy of mine has been giving me shit, you know, because the Wizards have been playing well against the Celtics and just playing great this year. They slid into second place.
And I just keep trashing about the name. Like, the Bullets is too violent, you know? Which I understand, because this city was so violent back in the day, you know? But to go from being the Bullets, which I used to think, you know, number one with the bullet, that's how I always looked at it, or faster than a speeding bullet, Superman shit. I didn't think, like, you know, the team was embracing gang violence out on the street. It was like pro-crack. It's such stupid shit. I fucking hate when they... So then what do they do? What are the soccer moms, fucking political correct police who, for some fucking stupid reason, think that they're these progressive people and think that they can just, oh, we'll change words. If we change words, it changes the perception. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. If your parents were dopes, racist cunts, that's what the fuck your kid's going to be. That's it. Unless your kid is lucky enough to interact with somebody within the group that your parents used to fucking trash. Then maybe you got some daylight. You don't just change a word and it's this fairy dust that sprinkles over somebody's heart and you change their thought. It's so fucking dumb. All it did was just become a way to lose your job because you said the wrong fucking word. And then what? The person who uses the word, then they realize it after they lose their job. Oh, now I'm not racist or homophobic. It's so fucking dumb. So they've gone right down to these stupid fucking team names. I love how they changed the Bullets, but not the Redskins. You know, you got like the fucking, if they ever changed the Redskins, I'd be like, yeah, I get that. I get that. Like the Indians, you know, it's like, all right, you know, we weren't, you know, Columbus didn't understand that there was a real world. If this shit's even real, who the fuck knows? There was no tape recorders. This guy didn't have a fucking diary. But how the story was told was that he was like, no, man, the world is fucking round. And this guy had the balls. This guy had the fucking balls to start going towards where they thought you'd go off the edge of the earth in a fucking boat. You know? I don't know why the water makes it more scarier. But, you know, if anybody just sat around and thought about it, say, all right, the world is fucking flat. How isn't the water just running off the edges here? Do they not have counters and sinks? I guess they didn't. Did they have plumbing at that point? Again, you know, the Romans did. Fucking heathens banging each other in the goddamn bathrooms there, whatever they did. Ate until they had puke rooms. Just eat until you fucking puke. So I would actually think, well, at the very least, even if it is flat, the fact that there's still water in the ocean, there's got to be land on the other side holding it in, right? But not old Christopher Columbus, not old Chrissy. He was like, no, fuck that. I'm going to get to the West Indies. Whatever the fuck it was. I'm going to get to India. Going the other way. He fucking, this guy had the balls to sail out that way. He sails out that way. And then he thinks, oh, fuck. These people must be Indian. You know, that's just sort of like, oh, are you Arab? I thought you were Italian. I mean, it's at that level of offensive. Like, I mean, would you really get that offended? Like, no, I'm fucking Arab. How dare you? You'd be like, well, what do you got against Italians, you cunt? Sorry. Anyways. Speaking of which, I don't understand all these people going onto Ancestry.com. Why you would go to a fucking website and let them take a swab of your saliva? How fucking dumb are people? Oh my God, I didn't realize, you know, I'm also Swahili. Whatever the fuck. Why do I always pick Swahili? I was thinking Romania. I didn't understand. I was also Hungarian. Great. Now I know why I like goulash 1/8 of the time. At this point, you're so fucking far removed. And I don't understand why people are sitting there acting like there's any sort of culture. There isn't. All right? It's just like what I saw in the greater Phoenix area. There's a new patch of land. You know, you fucking clear it out. You put a bunch of houses down and then you slam down a fucking strip mall. Sorry, I got to do this podcast before. My daughter wakes up here. Yeah, they slap down a fucking strip mall and then just continue to progress. That's basically, you know, then there's a cheesecake factory. They get a frozen yogurt place. And that's what it's become. Okay, there's no culture left, is there? I mean, that is the culture. This sounds like one of a douchey talk show right now. There is no culture. And this is what needs to stop. We have to stop these strip malls. All right, do you have a solution? No, I don't. I just don't like CVS anchored strip malls. There was a bunch of people out the other day. You know when you just have like shit to do, like a Saturday, right? And it's rained a bunch when we were out here, and some fucking idiot politician said the drought's over. It's like, no, it isn't. It's never over. It's just in a good place right now. When is it going to rain again? You don't know. So now you're going to let people go back to taking long fucking showers? I never do that out here. I turn on and shut off the water like fucking five times when I take a shower. I turn it on, you know, get yourself wet, you know, and then you shut it off. Sudge yourself up. Then you turn it back on, rinse yourself off, you shut it off, and that's it. It's over. Instead of standing there under the cascading water, you know, like you're some sort of god. And I like to think a lot of people try to do that, at least. My wife doesn't. She fucking turns the thing on. It's fucking walking around. You know? She's one of those chill people. She doesn't think about shit like that, you know? I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm a better person than my wife, and I don't know how to bring that up. If you guys know a good way to word it, like, how can I basically say, you know what it is, honey? I guess at the end of the day, I'm just a better person than you are. I just already pictured her rolling her eyes. Anyways, the fuck was my point? All right, yeah, so Indians, okay? That's like fucking... That's almost kind of funny. Like, now you're fucking dope. You're like 6,000 miles away from where you think you are. I guess it was probably funny at first till he started chopping people's arms off because they couldn't fucking get some gold for the holes in his teeth. And who the fuck am I to say what's offensive? What? But you would think that redskin, that would be at the top of the fucking list over bullets. You know what was the worst one? The fact that the Tampa Bay Devil Rays are now just the Rays. You know, that's when you know you got to move. That's when you just sit like, wait a minute, are there enough Jesus freaks in this area that the local team has to appease their, you know, hocus pocus bullshit? I mean, Devil Rays, isn't that an actual name of like some sort of stingray? I have no idea. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. All I know is that guy's first name is Liam. That sounds too close, like Lyme disease. All right, Devil Ray. Here we go. Yeah. Let me see here. All I'm seeing is pictures of fucking stingrays, giant ones with the fucking, you know, like they're flying through the water. If somebody can explain to me how that makes you move forward. Wouldn't they make you go up to the surface? Dude, these things are fucking gigantic. They're badass. Look at the thing. It's getting air. It's jumping out of the water unless somebody photoshopped it. I got to go video now. And they just change it to the Rays. We're just the Rays. Incredible flying Rays. So I guess Devil Ray was the nickname.
Protect your business data from...
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't need a commercial. I do the commercials, not you.
On the West Coast,
there's always some fucking English accent in the show. Oh, plus, it's the BBC. Sorry. Oh, Jesus. What are they showing there? Somehow I got a fucking pelican. 20 abnormally large animals that actually exist. This is how you fucking go down. You go down just like a, what do they call it? They go down the fucking rabbit hole. Let's see. Come on, man. Oh, that was a school of them. I'm an asshole. Right as it fucking got good. Jesus, those things are ugly as shit, huh? right, so they're in a helicopter, I imagine. They're flying over this this whole school of them. It's like a fucking Devil Ray orgy. That's why. I bet the other ones are like more like, what do they call it if you're just monogamous? These things are out here fucking the shit out of each other. And the local Jesus freaks down in Clearwater, Florida, they couldn't have it. Ah, they fly out of the fucking water. They're not too graceful with the landing there. All right, I'll repost that fucking video in case you want to watch that while you listen to me ramble about it. Yeah, they changed it to the Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays. The Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Two syllables, two syllables. Okay? They went from 4-4 time to 3-4. They turned their fucking team into a waltz. Boom, 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 boom. All right. I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Can I read? You guys want to listen to me read out loud? Hey, everybody. It's time to feel better about the brain you were blessed with. Is this it right here? Can somebody explain to me why it's not at the font I need? I like a nice fucking 18 font. That's good for me. All right. Oh, Dollar Shave Club, everybody. Oh, Jesus Christ. There's no reason to use a cheap disposable razor, you stupid cunt. Or pay a ridiculously high price for a gimmicky thing that's got a laser pointer with 17 blades. You don't need to do it. Make the smarter choice and join Dollar Shave Club, dude. Before Dollar Shave Club, it was either save money and get a painful shave from a disposable like ones they give away for free at the gym, which felt like shaving with a piece of glass, or pay a fortune for the latest gimmicky shave breakthrough you don't need, like a laser chin detector or has 17 blades. As I told you before, the sweet spot was two blades. Two blades was perfect. Nothing shaved like the two blade. Three blades stinks. That's when it gets too big. You can't get underneath your nose. Dollar Shave Club is the best of both worlds. A premium shave at a disposable price. Get a close, smooth shave every time. And God damn it, if you can't beat the convenience of the price of the club, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. You haven't tried Dollar Shave Club yet, you're missing out. It's an amazing shave at an affordable price. If you haven't figured that out yet, like they haven't said it 27 fucking times, are they saying it one time for every blade you don't need? There's no smarter choice on the market. Right now, they're giving away a one-month trial of any of their razors for $1 with free shipping. And after that, it's just a few bucks a month. There's no long-term commitments, no hidden fees. You know, your girlfriend won't fuck around on you, and you can cancel whenever you want. Get your $1 trial at dollarshaveclub.com/burr. That's dollarshaveclub.com/burr. Oh, here's our friends. Oh, here we go. It's old Zip. And Gruner, are you hiring? Well, are you? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? You don't, do you? But you don't want to admit it to anybody. So when no one's around, you put your head down on your desk and you quietly cry to yourself, wishing that you were a child again and your parents were taking you out for an ice cream because you can't deal with the pressures of the world. Well, I got a solution for you. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates, you stupid fuck. You want to find the perfect hire? Well, do you? You need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With Zip. Gruner.com. You can post your job to 200 plus job sites, including social media networks like the Facebook and the Twitter, all with a single click. I thought that said single dick. It's a fucking pervert with giant keys, you know, sticking his helmet on the keyboard. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, judge them, put them in a box, and hire the right person fast. Nice titties! Find out today why Zip
has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. And right now, my listeners and anybody else they sold this to can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/Burr. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Burr. One more time, try it for free. Go to Zip. .com/Burr. All right. How many more of these fucking things? I got two more left. Go on, hang in there. Hang in there with me. It's Helix, everybody. Helix? You're unique. You're special. No, you're not. You're drowning in mediocrity. When are you going to find your voice? When are you going to spread your wings like a devil ray? Come out of the water and deal with your fucking eyeballs that hang out the side of your fucking head. Come out of the water and show people who you are and then belly flop back into it. All right, you're unique. Okay, yeah, there's something about you, I guess. You know, I guess if I talk to your mother, she could find something. You don't walk like everyone else, talk like everyone else, shoot, chit, or sleep like anyone else. So why the fuck is your mattress one size fits all? Have you ever thought about this? Of course you haven't. Who the fuck has time to think about this? Because a truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000. Jesus Christ, does it come with a couple of whoas? Until now. Go to Helix, helixsleep.com. Answer a few simple questions. Do a saliva swab. And they'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body through the proprietary algorithms they developed with the help of the world's leading ergonomics and biomechanics experts. They're going to make a fucking robot. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to do this. I bet Helix is going to fucking sell that fucking proprietary algorithm of your goddamn nutsack. And next thing you know, there's going to be a fucking lifelike robot walking around with an exact replica of your junk. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to sleep like you never slept before. All right? You know why? Because Helix customers, Helix, report a 30% improvement in overall sleep quality. How they figure that out, I have no idea. How can you fucking take notes while you're sleeping? I guess when they wake up, they feel, you know what? If you want to improve your fucking sleep by 30%, lay off the booze, you fucking drunk. Save money on the mattress if you lay off the butt. Maybe this is the fucking mattress for drunks. So as much as you're hungover, you offset it with this great mattress. I'm going to get one of these things. And for couples, oh, now they're getting freaky. They customize each side of the mattress. Oh, they went the other way. They customize each side of the mattress, you know? That's for someone in a loveless marriage. If you notice that your side of the bed isn't as, you know, if you're annoyed that your wife likes soft mattress, it's fucking over. And I like the hard mattress. That's it. Just go start sleeping on the couch. And when she goes to bed, you know, start trolling for internet pussy. Social media. Yeah, that's what you should do. But anyways, your mattress arrives at your door in about a week. And shipping is 100% free. That's why everyone from GQ Magazine to Forbes are all talking about Helix Sleep. Helix? You have 100 nights to try it out. Gross! And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free. Disgusting! And give you 100% refund. No questions asked. I always picture Mr. White and Jesse Pinkman showing up in a hazmat suit. You know, we're here for your mattress. And you won't even touch it at that point. Yeah, it's in the back. Good luck to you. Go to helixsleep.com/burr and get $50 off your order. That's helixsleep.com/burr. One more time. Hey! helixsleep.com/burr. Lastly, but not leastly, MVMT Watches. The company started by two broke college kids. I've never understood that line. Hey, we're flat broke. You want to start a company? Absolutely. They wanted to wear stylish watches, but they couldn't afford them. So they started their own watch company. Did they just solve the homeless problem? You know, I'm fucking living outside. I can't afford a house. So I went out and I bought one. No more homeless guy. How is this like how you started? Built a following, launched into a podcast, YouTube, radio, etc.? Oh, I guess
Awesome. Oh, you know what? This reminds me of when I started out like a comedian. I didn't have any jokes, so I sat down and wrote something. Then I went up on stage and, you know, I did okay. Does that remind you of watches? All right, Movement Watches started at just $95 at a department store. Oh, I'm sorry. Movement Watches started at just $95, dot, 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 at a department store. You're looking at $400 to $500. Movement Watches, well, Movement figured out that by selling online, they were able to cut out the middleman and retail market. We figured it out. Everybody knows that. Jesus Christ, these guys are geniuses. Providing the best quality price, classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. Over 1 million watches sold in over 160 countries. That's almost 50,000 watches in each country. Get 15% off today with free watches and free returns by going to movementwatches.com/burr. This watch has a really clean design. Seriously, I've been getting compliments ever since I put mine on. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/burr. Join the movement. Now, why the fuck would they say that I'm walking around wearing them? I would wear that if I was like 20 years younger. Okay? Let me tell you something. If you're in your late fucking 40s and you can't afford a fucking... You can't afford a decent watch. Because I don't go for the flash. You know what I mean? I don't understand that fucking... I mean, I get it. I guess I get it. That Rolex thing. That hacky thing. I got a Rolex. As you can see, I've made my dreams come true. I'm a man of the world. You know, there's a lot of guys out there. You know, my dad always said a man should own a nice watch. What else did he say? Hey, get the fuck out of here. I'm taking a shit. You know, what else did he say that was so fucking deep? Maybe, you know what? Maybe you had a nice, calm, relaxing person in your life. Maybe you did. I'm always jealous of that. When I see like calm families, they got to be bored shitless though. There's got to be, you know what? I would actually be willing to guess that the child that is more likely to just go fucking nuts, you know what I mean? Take out the family car, you know, throw a hatchet over somebody's head. It's going to come from a calm family after a while. That's stupid. No, it isn't. I'm just saying it's possible, just the fucking monotony of it. Like, you ever go to Disneyland and you're fucking worn out and then you just start hearing It's a Small World and it just keeps going over and over again and you slowly feel yourself like losing your sanity? That right there is why I don't believe in heaven or hell. You know what I mean? I just don't believe in it. It doesn't make any fucking sense. You know? Like, if it was just heaven the whole fucking time, heaven would eventually become hell. Because it would just be so fucking nice and everybody would just be walking around. Isn't this great? Oh my God, it's great. Can you believe how great this is? This is just fucking great. It's perfect. Every fucking day. And at some point, you're going to be like, I get it. It's fucking great, you know? Like, what do you do? For the rest of your fucking life, you're just sitting there. And it's always the same. It's just awesome. It never rains. There's no disappointments. There's no challenges. There's no funny stories to tell anymore. Hey, you remember that time when it was awesome? Yeah, it's always awesome. Right? Then if you're in hell, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. God, I'm on fire. I'm on fire after a while. You know, I'm on fire. I can't yell anymore. This has just become normal. I don't even remember what my fucking life was like before I got here. I don't know. I guess hell, you can actually see how that would suck. I just don't get heaven. I don't want to fucking be like, you know, at some point, you know, something has to happen. As I'm riding around on my fucking all angel white bicycle, at some point you got to get a flat, right? Then immediately somebody would be there to help you out. They'd be saying a bunch of nice shit to you. I would slowly just start crying. I would just whisper at some point, she'd be like, Jesus, can I talk to you for a second? I know this is weird. I understand. I'm not trying to be that guy who's not appreciative, but could you just, you know, could you just call me a cunt or something? Could you fucking just slap me with your sandal? You know, can you just imagine the look on his face as he just sits there, you know, not saying anything, as you talk yourself into a corner and he's just sort of looking at you. You know, people look at you when they go from one eye to the other, right eye, your left eye, your right eye, your left eye. And you're like, this motherfucker's trying to get in my head right now. The Son of God is trying to get in my fucking head. Then you got to explain that to the boss's son why you don't like heaven. Not that you don't like it, but it's just like, can you make it rain every once in a while? Can it be that dog that's just fucking barking right as I'm going to sleep? Can we just have that? Does every fucking dog have to behave itself? Why can't I say that word, Jesus? Why can't I say that word? Am I disrupting it? What are you going to do now? Send me down to hell? It's over. I already passed the test. All right? Can somebody be annoyed with fucking something up here? Look at everybody. Look at them all. These fucking goddamn smiles on their faces. It's creepy, Jesus. I don't know. Would you want to fucking be like? It's like you joined a cult. All of these fucking, you know what I mean? If I was running shit, I would make religion illegal. It would just be fucking, I would just take it all away from everybody. You know? That's what I would do. I would have a fucking crew of robots, you know, to infiltrate every fucking religion. And then when I made it illegal, they would join the radicalized people in every group, right? And then they would just wipe them all out. You know, and then you'd have to listen to the whining and the crying of people that remembered fucking religion and all. You just take the whole fucking thing away. And the new religion is, hey, I don't know what the fuck happens after you die. You know? But, you know, let's be nice to each other. And then that's it. Okay, no walking on water. No never running out of fish, parting seas. I don't know about anybody else's religion. I don't know what the fuck. But I know there's always some fucking crazy thing that you know didn't happen. And everybody acts like it happened. It didn't happen. It was painted on a fucking cave wall. And somebody elaborated on it. I don't know. I'd get rid of it. Personally, I'm just talking for myself. Personally, I would get rid of it. By the way, guess what I'm doing on March 29th out here in Los Angeles. All right. If you're in Los Angeles and you're a Guns N' Roses fan and you like reading their books about the band, I've read every fucking one of them. I read Slash's. I read Steven Adler's. I read the kid from Cantor's. Knew the band, took all the pictures. I have that fucking book. And recently, I don't know when she put it out, but Deanna Adler, Steven Adler's mom, wrote a book, Sweet Child of Mine. And especially if you should read this, you should read Steven's first. You know, you get his version of the hell he went through as an addict. And then you get his mother's version, which is unbelievable. And you know what would be fucking amazing is if you could go down and meet her at a book signing at Barnes & Noble at the Grove on March 29th. I believe it starts at 7 p.m. And you go down there and you could fucking meet the mother of the best fucking, one of the best drummers of the 80s, in my personal opinion. And you know what would be even more fucking amazing is if all of them came on my podcast and I got to interview them. Oh, shit! Is there a special Monday morning podcast coming up this week? Wouldn't that be incredible? What would it be like if Steven Adler, and you guys all know how much I fucking love him, his mother Deanna Adler, and then their brother Jamie Adler all came on my fucking podcast? What would that be like? What would it be like if they all came on at the same time and they were this big happy family that just sat there interrupting each other, and you felt like you were at their fucking dinner table. How fucking cool would that be if I did a podcast like that? Well, it's going to happen. It already happened. I already recorded it, and I'll wait till you guys listen to it, but I had so much fun with them, and their mother is an absolute salt of the earth sweetheart, and she has a book signing, and she's all excited slash nervous that no one's going to show up, you know, as, you know, same way when I put out a special, what if nobody watches it? So I'm going to be hyping this right up until March 29th. It would be such a great thing if there was a bunch of people down there. I'm going to be down there standing in line with the rest of you. Probably get down there, I don't know, probably like around 8-ish. I think it starts at like 7, but I'll be down there around 8 just because I get some fucking thing I'm taping right before it. But yeah, I did a special podcast. I got to meet Steven Adler, and I'm still fucking freaking out. And I'll wait till you guys listen to the interview, and then I'll tell you all the fucking cool stories. All right, here we go. Let's plow ahead here. Oh, my Bruins beat the fucking Flyers. Oh, with that little fucking prayer of a shot at the end. Not a prayer, just put it on net and somehow found its way to the back of the net. Bruins pick up a huge 2 points. Bruins are playing great. And as are the Canadians, which I don't like the Canadians, but I'm happy for Claude Julien, you know? And I'm actually, you know what? I think the Bruins might have been right to make a move at this point. I think it's just one of those things with coaching. After a while, even if the person is great, even if they won your cup, it's just part of coaching. At some point, they just show you the door. But we're playing great. We look a lot better than we did. So I think maybe both. It's worked out, and the fucking Canadians are playing better with Claude Julien. All my friends in this business who are Hab fans, they keep texting me saying that they're loving the guy. So I guess it worked out for everybody. So there you go. And Claude went from original fucking six to an original six. There you go. All right. So anyways, let's plow ahead here. Let's read some of the fucking whatever you call them for this week. The questions. All right. DDP Yoga. Hey, Bill, first of all, thank you very much for your consistently amazing podcast. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for doing what you do, sir or ma'am. I absolutely love it. To be honest with you, I feel like getting it for free is too much. I'd gladly pay $5 to $10 a month for all the content you're releasing. You don't need to do that. I'm doing great with the advertising. You know, that's why I fuck around during the advertising, because that's how I fucking make money. But I know you guys are going to fast forward through it unless I keep peppering it with fucks and cunts. That's it. It's a very simple formula. Anyhow, he said, I wanted to get in touch and address your self-proclaimed dad bod. Have you ever heard of or looked into DDP yoga? If not, maybe the name Diamond Dallas Page rings a bell. Former WCW wrestler and all-around great guy. After leaving the wrestling business, he devoted himself to getting his body back in peak condition. Even through wrestling, even though wrestling is quote, fake, it definitely takes a toll. Yeah, they beat the shit out of their bodies. Long story short, he went from being a guy who wouldn't be caught dead in a yoga studio to trying it after all else failed, to develop his own system in helping thousands of people completely revitalize their lives. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's fucking great. No bullshit, no fluff, no instructors calmly whispering about chakra alignment. Is that how you say it? Chakra. It's about consistently performing the physical and mental exercises that will have you operating at your best. Is this a commercial? Healing, nagging aches and pains, increasing your endurance, gaining mental clarity, etc. Like I said, no fluff. Here's the video that got me to take a chance on it. It's not too late for you, Billy. I hope you'll check it out. Thanks again for the goddamn podcast. All the best to you and your family. That actually read like a commercial. But you know what? I don't give a shit. It's a physical fitness thing, and so many people have taken yoga and done it in a different way, you know? Because there is that thing. If you're really like a wound up psycho, to go into a yoga class and the tone with which that they speak is a little jarring. You know? To be in your car going, go, you fucking cunt. The light is green. You could have made it. To then being like, how is everyone feeling today? I know the traffic was kind of bad. I hope you're not bringing that energy in here. As they're slowly walking around lighting these smelly fucking things. You know? And as they're talking, the person next to you just goes, and immediately you just want to, like, I don't know, just slowly roll up your mat and just walk out. Like, I can't, like, I get it. I get that I need to chill out, but I can't feel like, you know what? It just becomes like this asexual thing where everybody's just kind of like, hey, man, we're just kind of, you know, everybody's just like, we're all like one, you know, we're like plants. That's a little fucking jarring. I'll give it a shot. I've actually been meaning to do it because I keep having setbacks with my fucking shoulder, which is really frustrating. But most of it is diet. So whenever I get in shape, the first thing I do is I cut out the booze. And all I really need to do, I need to go like 4 to 6 days without any booze. Even just having that one cognac didn't really do anything. Like I had the one and then immediately my body's like, hey, why don't we have 15 more? But I had to go to the movie and then I was fine. And then the second I'm in there and the buzz starts to wear off, I think, oh, thank God I didn't have 15 more. Not to mention I got to drive, right? I'm going to give it a shot. I just think if I did yoga, I'd have to do it in the morning before the little one wakes up. She's so fucking awesome, dude. I'm telling you right, you'll never regret it. I guess, you know, when you regret it, if you have a kid with somebody that you're not in love with, I guess that would suck. But at the end of the day, the kid's still awesome. It's a hell of a door prize. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, I'll tell you. All right. Trans wrestling. Hey there. I'm already going to watch this if this is what I think it is. Hey there, Billy Boo. Did you hear the story about the trans girl going through hormone treatment who is still wrestling girls in high school? His/her defense is that it's a low dose of testosterone and it does not allow for any competitive advantage. Wait a minute. Isn't that what HGH is? That's human growth hormone? Well, I guess they don't do human growth hormone. I don't know what kind of hormones they take. Having said that, I'm not sure I'd let my daughter wrestle a girl who had any edge at all. Even if it's a tiny bit of extra strength, it could be the difference in breaking a bone. Thoughts? Would you let your daughter wrestle in that situation? Yeah, I would. Then they're going to break a fucking bone. You know what I mean? How many times do people break a bone in wrestling? Does that really happen? They're just fucking on each other the whole time. It's like, you know, like that official level shit. Not the fun shit. The stone cold shit, the actual official college shit. It's like competitive spooning. You know what I mean? It's like one person is trying to spoon with the other person. And the other person's like, I want to be the spooner, not the spoonie. That's basically what's going on. They don't really, you know? No, I wouldn't be concerned about that. Yeah, I'm one of those dads. With the kids crying, going, well, you know, she's already half a guy. I'd be driving, as far as I know, she's still a girl. So suck it up. You want to be the best? Well, then you got to wrestle half a dude. That's it. I don't want to hear another word out of you.
I'd be like that. Why don't you embrace the opportunity to be like, well, here we go. If this is actually a fucking advantage, all this is going to do is make me better. You know what I mean? And then you can go up there and give your record. 27-0 against 100% chicks. And 1-2 against someone who was half a dude. Right? You got to embrace it. I mean, what is that person supposed to do? There's not enough fucking people that are going through what the fuck she's going through to fit on either side. You know? I think it's a cool thing. Fucking, who gives a shit? Look, there's already going to be that fucking monster anyways.
Some woman's going to walk in there and just going to be blessed with frontier strength. You know what I mean? Chopping wood strength. There's going to be that person anyways. I mean, I guess if she was actually, if she was trying to get a scholarship and a loss could potentially affect it, maybe. But I got to be honest with you. I think, I don't know. I would, as a father, I'd be like psyched. Like, hey, man, let's see how you do. If this is actually an advantage, this is a great fucking opportunity to you become a, for you to become a better wrestler. There's no money on the line. Who gives a fuck? Let's go. Let me tell you something, brother. Come this Saturday when my daughter wrestles against that half a dude. What are you going to do when these pythons run wild on you? All right. I'd get up for it. I wouldn't give a shit. Fuck it. Yemeni guy in Europe. So the person's from Yemen. Yemeni. Yemenin. Ye. How the fuck do you say that? Guy in Europe. All right. Hey, Bill. I'm a Yemeni guy who has been... I hope I'm saying that right. No disrespect here. Who's been living in Europe for the past 6 fucking years. Although everything is going all right, I want to ask your advice because I can relate to your personality. Hang on a second, sir or ma'am. I want to fucking figure out whether I'm assuming you're from Yemen. What is Yemeni? What is a Yemeni? Whom? To whom is a is a Yemenite? Oh, why did that all disappear? What is a Yemeni? Come on. All right. Relating to Yemen or its people. Holy shit, I was right. That's a nice flag. They got a nice flag. I like just the 3 bars. I'm a big 3 bar flag guy. France, Italy, Ireland, Yemen. All right. What do you guys think of the new Russian flag? I kind of like the old one. The old one was the shit. All red with that sickle. I thought that one was fucking dope. The new one's all right. What is it? Red, white, and blue? Holy shit. They got the same colors as us. Is that what it is? It's something like that. I don't know. I was watching this whole thing about Vladimir Putin poisoning these guys and shit. Allegedly. I have no idea. I was watching it on 60 Minutes. So it's got to be true, right? Tick, 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 tick. All right. Yemeni guy in Europe. All right. I've been over there for the last 6 fucking years. I want to ask you a question because I can relate to your personality. My family has been living in a war zone in Yemen for the past 2 years. Our old house there was bombed and my father was inside, but the lucky bastard came out without a scratch. I miss them and wish I could help them, but that's kind of not possible now. All right. Before, I already feel like this is going to be way over my head. Before that, I lost some good old friends that I knew for more than 10 years because of some stupid incidents. Was beaten by a gang of more than 15 men in Malaysia on a trip there for no reason. And my 2-year ex-girlfriend at the time cheated on me with her current boyfriend. Isn't this fucking amazing? This guy's from the other side of the planet and it's the exact same shit. Gang violence. And your fucking girl got sick of you and fucking banged somebody else. Cheated on me with her current boyfriend while I was on that trip, I guess, to Malaysia. And didn't have the decency to break up with me before that. She was my first. You know, what are you going to do? People are young. They don't know how to break up. So they wait till you go to Malaysia and they fuck somebody. I mean, this is a time-honored tradition of how to break up with somebody. All right? So if you're with your first love, what have we learned? Do not go by yourself to Malaysia. I don't know how many times I brought that up on this podcast. You cannot go to fucking Malaysia. All right. I just graduated from college, have a beautiful girlfriend, which I love, and feel blessed with what I have. I know that I was an asshole at certain moments in my life, but I have changed a long time ago, and I'm still trying to be more honest, clear, and focused. Well, welcome to the club, sir. I'm currently looking for a job in Germany.
and will try to apply after that for a German passport, which will make my life much easier and allow me to start a company and sustain myself without being dependent on others. Exactly. You want to work for yourself. I know that you have lived certain moments in your life where you were faced with challenges that might have taught a lesson, but at the same time left a mark on your self-confidence. How did you empower yourself, and what advice would you give a young man like me confronting life's challenges? That's it, fuckface. Congratulations on your baby, and fuck you. Now, there's a guy, okay, who speaks at least three languages and still is able to break balls. Isn't that amazing? He probably speaks Yemenite, Yemenasian, whatever the fuck he speaks, right? He knows that one. He's in Germany, so he's got to speak that language. Und why are you in this space, right? And he can also speak English. How did I empower myself? I used to just say shit out loud to myself. You know, when I would feel the dark cloud of doubt coming in, I would just, you know, and it took me a while, but I wasn't facing what you're facing, being an immigrant. So, I mean, you're facing way more than I did. But the fact that, I don't know, you're trying to become a better person, you know, to reach out for help and all that. I think my gut says you're going to be fine. What you have to do in general is when the doubt comes in, you got to beat the shit out of it. You know, you have to, the biggest thing is that you're conscious that this of the self-doubt. So once you're conscious of it, you can then address it. It's when you're really young and you're not conscious of it, and that thought comes in, and then you start dwelling on it, and then it just washes over your whole body, and you can literally, you know, have a fucking panic attack. What you have to do, I did anyways, is, you know, you try to cancel it out with the positive thought. I know this sounds like hokey shit, but I used to just say shit out loud. I read some book one where, and it started off with, like, I would just be walking down the street, you know, walking by other people, and I would just randomly be like, yeah, fuck that. Be looking at me like I was nuts. But I was like, fuck that negative thought. I mean, I wouldn't yell it, but I would kind of just say, fuck that. No, it isn't, right? No, it won't, or whatever the hell it was. And then it just became like when I moved to New York and trying to get in at the clubs, I knew I was going to get in, but, you know, the day-to-day just seemed like impossible. And, you know, the club owners and everything, and, you know, some of them were cool and others enjoyed the fact that you were desperate and just really enjoyed that position of power over you. And I would walk out of the club dejected. You know, I was afraid, you know, am I going to run out of money? I don't have a job right now. I'm doing these driving back to Massachusetts to fucking feature in Dick Doherty's rooms. That was not barely covering, you know, living in New York. Every time you stepped outside, you blew $20, $30, you know? And, what I said was, I'm tougher than you, New York, is what I would say. As hokey as that sound, that's what they, you know, the city would kick me in the balls, and then I would just mumble that to myself. Yeah, like sometimes like six times in a row until I got that thought on my head, and I would just say, and then I would just be like, I'm going to get in the clubs. I'm going to get in. And I'm going to make a living. I'm going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine. Fuck that. I mean, something like that. That's what I had to do. And then it just, you know, and that continues throughout your fucking life. And, you know, then you get to my age, you know, and I'm doing great and everything. But there's always your mortality around the fucking corner. And how I've kind of mentally dealt with death, the inevitable death, is that, like, that I just think it's going to be a great experience. You know what I mean?
that I don't think anything bad happens to you when you die. Either you just go into the ground and then that's it. And then that's it. You know, you got to be a person on this planet as opposed to like a fucking mosquito. You got the best fucking experience. Hopefully you did. And then that's it. It's fucking over. Or you become something else. And I just don't think that is bad. You know, I just don't think it doesn't make any sense that it would then just be bad. I don't know. I hope that helps you. I got a little off the rails there. So what I would say is you just baby step your way, you know? And like for me, making it as a comedian was like a 20-year fucking 15-20-year process. I was obviously, I was not the overnight. I didn't have the hook. I didn't have any of that fucking shit. And I just basically every day, you know, was fucking hacking at the tree until it came down. And, you know, you just don't quit. You just, that's it. You just don't quit. You don't give in a negative thought. And every day you just fucking take a few steps towards it. And then one day you just wake up and you're where you wanted to be. And you're like, how the fuck did that happen? You know, it's funny. You don't feel any different, you know? So, but you'll be all right. I think you're going to be all right. You know, you speak three different fucking languages. You can break balls in English. I mean, you sound like you got a great sense of humor and you're trying to get, you're going to be fine. Just say that to yourself. I'm going to be fine. This is going to work out. And then that's it. And you can try to fucking help somebody else out along the way. All right. Last one here. Documentary recommendations. Hey, old Billy. Oh, Billy Beatdown. I was wondering if you had heard of this new documentary that just came out called Ice Guardians. It's about the history of enforcers in hockey, and I would love to hear your take on it if you haven't seen it. I watch all of these fucking things. I haven't seen it, but I watched the trailer, and it looked great. I don't know about the name, Ice Guardians. That sounds somewhere between a superhero movie and a musical on ice. Coming to Madison Square Garden, it's Ice Guardians. Fossy hands skating around the ice. He said, thanks for all the laughs and for always making me feel better about the way I read things out loud. Thanks and go fuck yourself. And here's a link to the trailer. Okay, I'll send out this link here to the trailer. By the way, I'm going to be at the South by Southwest on Tuesday. I'm flying in Tuesday. I'm doing a podcast with Al Madrigal for All Things Comedy Network. And then I'm flying right back out that night. That's it. Boom. Doing a landing, doing a podcast, jumping back on the plane and flying back. That's my dedication to the goddamn network. And also my dedication to fucking coming back to see my daughter. That's it. And after that, I got 3 days, a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday at the Improv in San Jose Cruz. And I think that's my, that'll be my fucking, that'll be my month. That's it. All right. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Go fuck yourselves. I'll check in on you on Thursday. And I think that's it. That is it. All right. Go fuck yourselves.